Good morning, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姐妹早。
It's good to see everybody here on this very nice day.
很高兴在这么好的天气里看到大家。
Looking through the crowd, I see that our brother David is back from his trip.
我看到我们的David弟兄回来了。
And he was saying that he's a little bit jet lagged, so I'll have to keep him awake. That's what he said.
他还有一点没有恢复他的时间，所以我要让他醒着。
So welcome back.
欢迎你回来。
Today we're going to talk about mainly a passage in the book of Revelation chapter 2.
我们今天要讲到启示录的第二章。
And I know some of you have been studying this book in the Friday night Bible study.
我知道在座的有些人在礼拜五晚上已经查考了这一章经文。
I also know some of you have never read through this book before.
我也知道有些人从来没有念到这卷书。
Which is okay, that's okay.
那都无所谓。
When you think about this book, when you think about Revelation, usually what comes to mind is prophecy and battles and wars and the end of the world.
当我们想到启示录的时候，我们想到的是预言，是征战，是世界的末日。
And when people read this, sometimes they try to predict the future. They try to make their own prophecies, and it's very confusing sometimes.
当有的人就愿意想要对未来来有一个预说，让许多的人有点疑惑。
And it's hard to see how the book can be practical for you. How can I give practical advice?
所以很难的让我们看到这卷书能够成为我们现在的一个实质的一个忠言。
But today we're actually going to look right in the beginning of the book, and the advice there is actually very practical.
我们今天要来看看启示录的前面，在那个地方其实对我们来说是非常的有实际的关系。
The book and the author here is addressing seven churches that were there at that time.
在书的作者在这个时候，在这本书讲到那个时候的七个教会。
In seven different cities at around the turn of the first century A.D.
在主后的差不多第一个世纪的时候，讲到的是七个城市。
And they were Ephesus, Smyrna, Pergamum, Thyatira, Sardis, Philadelphia, and Laodicea.
他们是以弗所、士美那、别加摩。
They all have strange names.
推亚推拉、萨迪、菲拉铁菲、老底嘉。
And each church was given an exhortation, an encouragement, a warning, or a command.
每一个教会都有劝勉、有鼓励、有警告、也有忠告。
And it's easy to see that these messages to these churches could just as easily have been written to the church here in America or even this church here, EBCC.
其实这些经文也很可以让我们知道我们现今我们在这个美国在天城其实是可以运用上的。
And today we'll focus on the first one, which is Ephesus.
我们今天要专注在以弗所。
Just one, the first one. Don't worry, not all seven.
只是第一个，别担心。
And when I was thinking about the sermon, I had a hard time coming up with the topic, but I did remember this passage in Revelation, and as I was doing just my devotions during the month, I read a lot about this church, Ephesus.
其实这一段经文对我来说有点难处，让我自己在研读的时候，我这些日子以来，尤其在以弗所书这一段，对我来说有一个负担。
And also last week, the English congregation, we had a speaker named Frank. He also spoke about Ephesians, and I felt very strongly that I should also definitely speak about this church, Ephesus.
上个主日我们有一个Frank弟兄来跟我们分享以弗所书，所以我觉得更加的加深了我愿意来分享我的负担。
So let's look at the passage. I'll read it first in English. Revelation chapter 2, 1 through 7.
我们先来看 启示录第二章一到七节。
To the angel of the church in Ephesus write, These are the words of him who holds the seven stars in his right hand and walks among the seven golden lampstands. I know your deeds, your hard work, and your perseverance. I know that you cannot tolerate wicked men, that you have been tested, that you have tested those who claim to be apostles but are not, and have found them false. You have persevered and have endured hardships for my name and have not grown weary. Yet I hold this against you. You have forsaken your first love. Remember the height from which you have fallen. Repent and do the things you did at first. If you do not repent, I will come to you and remove your lampstand from its place. But you have this in your favor. You hate the practices of the Nicolaitans, which I also hate. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. To him who overcomes, I will give the right to eat from the tree of life, which is in the paradise of God.
启示录第二章第一到第七节，你要写信给以弗所教会的使者说，那右手拿着七星，在七个金灯台中间行走的，我知道你的行为，劳碌忍耐，也知道你不能容忍恶人。你也曾试验那自称为使徒却不是使徒的，看出他们是假的来，你也能忍耐，曾为我的名劳苦，并不乏倦。然而有一件事我要责备你，就是你把起初的爱心离弃了。所以应当回想你是从哪里来，哪里堕落的，也要并要悔改，行起初你所行的事。你若不悔改，我就临到你那里，把你的灯台从原处挪去。然而你还有一件可取的事，就是你恨恶尼哥拉一党人的行为，这也是我所恨恶的。圣灵向众教会所说的话，凡有耳的就应当听。得胜的，我必将神乐园中生命的树的果子赐给他吃。
May God bless the reading of His word.
但愿神祝福这些话语。
Now please bow your heads. Let's pray.
让我们低头祷告。
Lord, thank you for this chance to be together, to worship together, to learn together.
主，感谢你让我们有机会再一次的敬拜与学习。
Lord, I pray that we would see how we might have forsaken our first love.
主啊，但愿你让我们看到我们是怎么离弃了我们起初的爱心。
And that we would repent and go back to how we loved you at first.
让我们也能够悔改，让我们再回到我们起初的爱。
Lord, I pray for those who are on a retreat right now or on their own vacations.
主，我为了那些在外头出门在外的弟兄姐妹。
Lord, I pray that you would bless them also.
主，求你也祝福他们。
And bless everyone here, Lord, that our ears and eyes and hearts would be open to receive your word.
主也祝福在这里的，张开他们的心眼，也能够听到你的话语。
Pray in Jesus' name.
这样子祷告是奉主耶稣的名。
Amen.So this term, first love, is kind of strange. What does it mean, first love?
这个起初的爱，这是什么意思呢？
And in Revelation, there are always many ways to interpret, and people have many different interpretations.
启示录有许许多多不同的解释。
So let's not misconstrue this concept of first love. Let's think about what it really means.
我们不要混淆了这个起初的爱到底是什么意思。
For me, I remember reading this maybe years ago when I was younger, and I thought immediately of my first love in terms of a romantic love.
对我来说，在我年轻一点，我念到这段时候，起初的爱像就是爱情方面。
So for me, I'm going to think back to 20 years ago, maybe like in third grade, my first love.
我要回到二十年前，我在幼稚园的我的起初的。
In elementary school.
在小学的时候。
I think she was blonde, had blonde hair.
她是一个金头发的女孩子。
And she was Puerto Rican, so very exotic, spoke Spanish.
她是一个波多黎各人，非常热情，说西语。
But unfortunately, she was also apparently the first love of all the other third grade boys.
当然了，其他三年级的男孩子也对她有爱慕的心。
So I struck out, I guess.
所以我不在那中间。
But you quickly realize that passage is not about that.
可是我们看到这一段的经文不是指的是那样的爱。
It's not about relationships between men and women.
不是男女之间的爱。
It talks to the Christians at this church, Ephesus.
而是对了以弗所的教徒信徒来说的爱。
And that as Christians, our first love should be the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们基督徒我们起初的爱应该是我们的主耶稣基督。
That's your first love.
这应该是你最初的爱。
So to better understand this encouragement to this church, we should kind of look into the church itself. What was this church like? Ephesus, what was it like?
当我们来看看这个对这个教这个教会的劝勉的时候，我们来看看这个教会到底是怎么样的一个教会。
To get a better idea of the surroundings, maybe we'll understand this better.
我们看看它的环境是怎么样的一个环境。
And for that, we'll turn to the book of Acts.
我们来到《使徒行传》。
Acts chapter 19 and chapter 20. I won't read all of it, of course, but I want to highlight a few places.
使徒行传19跟20章，我只要念几段经文。
So Acts 19 and 20 talks about the beginnings of this church, Ephesus.
19章讲到以弗所的起初。
And Paul, as you know, Paul went all over Greece and Asia Minor, and he went all over the place.
保罗行经了小亚细亚那一带的地方。
But for this church, he stayed quite long. He stayed 2 years.
可是在以弗所他却停留了两年。
He really cared about this place.
他真正的很关心这个教会。
And this place, in the beginning, there were many different religions and many pagan religions.
在这个教会起初的时候，他们是敬拜许许多多不同的神。
And when Paul taught there, there was always a lot of disagreement, a lot of commotion, a lot of rioting, arguments.
当保罗在那传讲福音的时候，他引起了许许多多的争执，许许多多的争吵。
So definitely a place that came out of controversy.
当然就是一个很蛮有竞争的地方。
But he was very successful in preaching the gospel also.
可是他在那边传福音却大有得着。
For example, Acts chapter 19, look at verse 18.
在十九章第十八节的地方说到。
So this is Acts 19, 18 and 19. Many of those who believed now came and openly confessed their evil deeds. A number who had practiced sorcery brought their scrolls together and burned them publicly.
Okay. 使徒行传十九章第十八节第十九节，那已经信的多有人来承认述说自己所行的事，凭述行邪术的，也有许多人把书拿来堆积在众人面前焚烧。
So there was definitely a large group of new believers who completely turned their lives around.
当然，所以我们看到有很多的人在那边能够回转。
And Paul was able to show them this gospel, this love, that comes.From Christ Jesus, our Lord.
保罗在那边能够述说到这个主耶稣基督的福音，主耶稣基督的爱。
And when Paul had to leave them, he was very sad.
当保罗要离开他们的时候，他蛮难过的。
For example, just turn one page, turn one chapter to the end of chapter 20 in Acts.
我们在二十章的后面，我们看到。
This is at the end, Acts 20, 36, and 37.
使徒行传的二十章，三十六节，三十七节。
When he had said this, he knelt down with all of them and prayed. They all wept as they embraced him and kissed him.
保罗说完这话就跪下，同众人祷告，众人痛哭，抱着保罗颈项。
What grieved them the most was his statement that they would never see his face again. They accompanied him to the ship.
到最让他们伤心的就是他们说以后不再见我的面这句话，他们就送他上。
So Paul loved this church greatly. He was very close to them. Had a lot of friends there and fellow disciples there.
保罗真的很爱这个教会，他在那边有许多的朋友，有许多的信徒。
And I think it's because this church was born out of such hardship. He saw how these pagan religions were affecting them and how people really were turning their lives around away from those pagan religions.
因为这个教会是从一个很困难的环境中出来的，保罗看到他们是从一个拜别神的光景能够回转回到神的面前。
And later, Paul, he did not see them again, but he wrote an entire book to them, an entire epistle in Ephesians.
虽然保罗后来没有再见到他们，可是保罗却写了以弗所书。
So let's turn to that book of Ephesians a few books later.
我们来看以弗所书。
So Paul could not see them again, but he wrote to them to encourage them. He remembered how much he cared for this church in Ephesus.
保罗虽然不能再看到他们，可是保罗却写以弗所书来鼓励他们。
For example, Ephesians chapter 1, verse 15 to 17.
以弗所书第一章十五节到十七节。
For this reason, ever since I heard about your faith in the Lord Jesus and your love for all the saints, I have not stopped giving thanks for you, remembering you in my prayers. I keep asking that the Lord, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the glorious Father, may give you the spirit of wisdom and revelation so that you may know him better.
十五节，因此我既听见你们信从主耶稣，亲爱众圣徒，就为你们不住的感谢神，祷告的时候常提到你们，求我们主耶稣基督的神，荣耀的父，将那赐人智慧的和启示的灵赏给你们，使你们真知道他。
So Paul is remembering them. He always prays for them.
保罗纪念他，时常为他们祷告。
He remembered how much they gave up to seek Christ Jesus.
他知道这些人，他们放弃了许多，为了要寻求真神。
But now, years later, according to Revelation, what we just read in the beginning, they have forgotten their first love.
可是我们在启示录的时候，却看到他们已经忘了他们起初的爱。
And apparently, they went back to their old ways.
他们又回到他们当初的光景。
Well, clearly, Paul would have been very upset.
当然，保罗一定很难过。
They had done so much, given up so much, to run after Christ Jesus, and now they kind of lost that energy. They lost that love and went back to their old ways.
他们为了追求神，他们放弃了许多，而如今他们却往回头走。
Revelation says that they've had forsaken their first love.
在启示录说到他们离弃了他们的爱。
So what does it mean, the first love? That word first, what does that mean?
那个起初那个第一个到底是什么意思？
Sometimes it can be confusing. Sometimes you think that first you think first in time, like before, earlier in time.
你想到第一，想到起初，你想到刚开始。
Now if you think of first that way for the Ephesians, it doesn't really make sense that way.
如果看从以弗所来看的话，好像不太明白什么叫是。
Because for them, first would mean before their lives in the church.
因为起初应该是他们起初在教会的光景。
In terms of order, their first love wasn't Christ Jesus, these Ephesians. Their first love was all these pagan things.
可是对以弗所的人来说，他们起初的爱并不是主耶稣，而是那些别神。
They had those Greek gods and those temples. Those were really their first things.
那些希腊神，那些希腊的庙宇，那才是他们起初的爱。
So it's really not talking about those first things.
其实并不是讲到那个起初的事。
But for them, their first, it means the most important, the priority. That's what the first means for them.
对以弗所来说，起初就是最重要的，应该是最重要的，有占首位的。
So let's look at what they really were like. So it's still in Ephesians. Look at chapter 4.
我们来看看以弗所第四章。
Ephesians chapter 4.
第四章。
Now starting at verse 17, it talks about what they should be like and what they were in the past.
说到他们应该怎么样，也说到他们过去是如何。
For example, verse 22.
二十二节。
This is Ephesians 4:22. You were taught with regard to your former way of life to put off your old self, which is being corrupted by its deceitful desires.
二十二节，就要脱去你们从前行为上的旧人，这旧人是因私欲的迷惑渐渐变坏的。
So in terms of what they were doing at first in earlier in their lives, it was these corrupt things, their old self.
其实在他们过去第一次的行为其实是那些坏的行为。
So the author in Revelation is not encouraging them to go back to those first things, but to go back to their first, most important love, Christ Jesus.
所以在启示录说到他们要回到起初的爱，并不是回到这些过去这些败坏的，而是回到最重要的。
And apparently they have completely forgotten about this important love.To seek Christ. They have forgotten about that.
他们忘了那个最重要的爱。
One important, or one problem was the loss of sensitivity.
他们不再有感觉了。
Verse 19, this is still chapter 4, verse 19 says, having lost all sensitivity, they have given themselves over to sensuality so as to indulge in every kind of impurity with a continual lust for more.
在19节说到良心既然丧尽就放纵私欲，贪行种种的污秽。
So how did they go back into their old ways? It was probably a slow, gradual process.
他们到底是怎么回到，又回到当初的情况呢？一定是慢慢渐渐的回去。
And unfortunately, this is a part of life. This is a part of human nature, losing sensitivity.
这其实对就是人的本性，很容易的就慢慢的失去了我们的良知。
Most of you know I like to play guitar.
大家都知道我喜欢弹吉他。
And some of you play or play violin with any stringed instrument. As you play it, you have to use your fingers.
有些人你们是弹拉小提琴，所以任何乐器是用弦的，你知道要用你的手指。
And you have to press down very hard.
你要按得非常的紧。
And in the beginning, it hurts a lot.
在刚开始的时候，你指头会很痛。
I've even heard stories of people who played so much in the beginning that their fingers start bleeding.
有的人在刚开始弹的时候会流血。
I never had that, but
我从来没有那样的经历。
But as you start playing on your fingers, it starts getting this tough skin, this callus.
当你弹久了以后，你手指头上就长了茧。
And after you play for a while, you don't feel it anymore.
你再继续弹下去，你就不再感觉到任何疼痛。
You've lost the sensitivity.
你失去了知觉。
This morning, I was brushing my teeth, and I used this electric toothbrush. It goes very, very fast.
今天早上我刷牙的时候用的是电动牙刷。
And when I first used it, I could only use it like 10 seconds. It's too strange.
我第一次用的时候，我只能用十秒钟，因为有点怪。
But after a while, I lost sensitivity.
可是一段时间以后，我已经失去了知觉了。
And it doesn't just affect you physically. It can affect you mentally in your life. You may lose sensitivity mentally or in your morality or spiritually.
这不仅仅是在你肉体上会失去那个知觉，在你的心态上，你的脑筋里，你也会失去了那个感觉。
I think of some of my students at school.
我想到我在学校的学生。
Some of them, they forget to do their homework once.
有的人忘了一次，忘了做功课。
And immediately they feel bad. Like, oh, sorry, sorry, sorry. And the next day they're like, sorry, sorry. And they bring like 5 homeworks next day.
他们马上就说对不起，对不起。我第二天他带了5样 homework 回来。
But some, they don't make a big deal out of it. Some, they forget one. They're like, oh, it's okay.
有的人忘了就觉得没什么大不了的，没关系咯。
And then they forget the second one.
然后他们第二次又忘了。
And then the fifth one.
然后第五次忘了。
And next thing you know, they fail the class.
然后再过来你就知道他这个堂课就不及格了。
So it's easy to, this is part of human nature, I think, in Ephesians, it's kind of a warning that they lost their sensitivity.
对以弗所来说，这是一个警告，他们忘了那个感觉。
So what happened? Some of them went back to their old ways, slowly and gradually.
所以有的人就慢慢的、渐渐的回到他们从前的环境去。
Again, probably wasn't sudden.But slowly lost sensitivity.
当然了，不是马上就一下就回去，而是渐渐慢慢的。
And Paul warns them. He points it out here in this passage.
保罗在这个地方就警告他们。
Some of these things, I think, for us, they sound very familiar. Let's look at some of them.
有的在这边说的有的地方对我们来说其实是蛮相近的。
Some of these old ways, lying, verse 25, lying.
在第二十五节啊。
In verse 28, stealing.
在第28节偷窃。
29, unwholesome talk.
在29节不敬虔的言语。
And later, 31, rage and anger.
在31节愤怒 恼恨愤怒。
And it goes on to chapter 5, there's sexual immorality, obscenity, drunkenness.
在第五章，淫词妄语。
And instead, Paul reminds them of what they should be doing in their new life with their first love of Christ.
而保罗在这里再一次的提醒他们，他们在新的生命里头应该的做些什么。
So instead of lying, speaking truthfully.
他们应该说诚实话。
Instead of stealing, sharing with those in need.
他们应该与别人分享。
Instead of being angry, being compassionate and showing forgiveness.
不应该生气，而应该蛮有爱心。
Instead of unwholesome talk, singing and giving thanks to the Lord.
除了抱怨以外，应该要唱诗赞美神。
That was their first love. All those new things. That really is what they should be going after.
那才是起初的爱。
As they turned their lives around and sought and ran towards Christ, those were the new things of their new self that they were supposed to put on.
当他们回转向神的时候，这些才是他们应该该有的性情。
So the Ephesians are being commanded to go back to those things, their most important love, Christ Jesus.
所以以弗所被命令他们要回到起初的爱。
So for them, first, not in time, but first as most important.
对他们来说，起初不是在时间上来说，而是在重要性来说。
Now many of you might be thinking that, like myself, I never served other gods.
有些人你们可能会想，我从来没有敬拜过别的神。
I didn't go to a pagan temple.
我也没有到过别的庙宇。
You know, I've always been a Christian.
我一直都是一个基督徒。
So then for you, I do want you to think of first.In terms of first in time.
所以在座的，我希望你能够想一想你的第一次，你的起初的爱。
Think back to when you first got to know Christ, when you first accepted Christ.
当你第一次接触到主，第一次接受主为你的主。
What was your relationship like then with Christ?
你与主耶稣的关系是如何？
It was probably energetic or enthusiastic, and you were excited about it.
是满了热心，满了精力，而且非常的兴奋。
You're probably very passionate to be a Christian.
你也对这个作为一个基督徒非常的有爱。
Maybe you were younger, or at least in your faith, you had a childlike faith.
或许你比较年轻，所以你有一个像孩子一样的爱信心。
So just think about it for a moment.Why did you become a Christian in the first place?
所以想一想，你是怎么成为一个基督徒？
What made you do it? What was it back then that made you first fall in love with Christ Jesus?
到底是什么原因让你与主耶稣恋爱？
Just think about it for a second, and if you're taking notes, maybe write it down. What made you first, in terms of time, love Christ that first time? What was it?
到底如果你在写笔记的话，想一想，写下来，到底是什么让你愿意爱主？
I was talking to one of my brothers here at this church.
我与一个弟兄有一点分享的时候，
and he told me about what was so appealing for him.
他告诉我那个时候是怎么个吸引他。
What drew him to this first love and when he first encountered Christ?
到底是他告诉我主是怎么吸引他？
He told me about the love that was shown to him through fellow church members, some of you.
他告诉我是借着弟兄姐妹对他的爱，让他吸引他。
And when he was first going here, when he was first living here, people took care of him and visited him and brought him food and always asked about how he was doing and invited him to all these things. He really felt the love.Through this church.
他刚来的时候，弟兄姐妹对他的关心，对他的问候，带食物给他吃，他对这样的爱，他真的是让他吸引了。
That love that came from Christ, and that is what motivated him. He was so inspired by that love, and when he first encountered that, he wanted more of that.
当他被主耶稣的爱所激励的时候，当他被主耶稣的爱所感动的时候，他愿意。
And some of you, I know, you became Christians because of a similar experience. You felt that amazing love, or you were touched by the kindness of some brother or sister.
所以我知道在座的 许多你们也同样的被相似的爱的行为弟兄姐妹的爱所感动
And it really changed your life. It changed the way of thinking, your way of thinking.
这就是改变了你的想法
And this happens with many Christians.
这对许多的基督徒来说都有相似的经历
But also with many Christians, after a while,the energy, it's just gone. The passion is gone.
同样的一段时间以后，许多基督徒对主的爱的经历，精神就渐渐远离了。
Many years later, maybe you're just in some routine. You're doing the same thing, coming to church, having communion.
几年以后，对你来说，这就变成了一成不变的公式。你来教会，你上班。
Still once in a while, you still pray, read the Bible.
有的时候，你还是会念经，你还是会祷告。
But it kind of lost its special meaning.
可是已经失去了意义。
And what happened?
怎么了？
Unfortunately, I think this is natural too, that just as how we lose sensitivity before, with those examples, I think human nature, we also lose interest quickly.
当然，就像我先前给的例子，我们不仅仅失去了感觉，我们也失去了兴趣。
Especially with the things that we get new. I mean, think about something that you just got new, like, oh, it's great, I got a new, and then after a while, it just gets old.
就像你得了一个新的东西，你非常兴奋，可是一段时间以后就旧了。
And I think, unfortunately, that's part of our human nature, too. We just lose interest.
这就是人的本性，一下就失去了兴趣。
I think about my bicycle, my brand new bicycle.
我想到我新的脚踏车。
And I got it back in college, probably 2001.
2001年在我在大学的时候。
And it was brand new, like the kind that you see on TV, and it was very light, and the thin tires, and it goes so fast.
是那个很新的了，很轻的，而且那个轮胎是很细的那种，可以跑得很快的。
And every day, after every time I wash it, I would wipe the dirt off of it, and take a little Q-tip, and make sure it's clean.
我每一次把它洗干净的时候，我会很小心翼翼的来保养它。
And cover it with a special cloth and don't let anyone touch it. And it was in my basement. Even though it was in my basement in my house, I put two locks on it.
即使我把它放在我们家的地下室，我放了特别的那个布在上面，我还放了两个锁在上面。
But now I don't even ride it anymore.
可是现在我却不再骑它了。
I quickly lost interest. I think that's part of our human nature.
就像人的本性一样，我已经对它失去了兴趣。
So what is making you, what is making us stray away from our first love?
到底是什么让我们远离了我们起初的爱？
And for first here, I mean both, no matter which category you fell under, first in terms of in time, or first in importance, what made you go away from that first love of Christ?
到底除了时间或者是重要性，到底是什么让你离开了那起初的爱
？In the Bible, in the Old Testament, it's easy to see there are plenty of examples.
在旧约书信里头，我们看到许许多多的例子。
There were clear examples in the Old Testament. Okay, these kings, they erected these idols, and they built these idols, and they went after those idols.
我们看到许多的君王，他们建立了一些偶像，然后建立了那些偶像的神庙宇。
And that was their downfall.
那就是他们堕落的地方。
But what about us? I mean, we don't erect idols. These kings are long gone. That was a long time ago.
那我们呢？那些王早就过去了。我们呢
？What about the things in our lives right now? These things that could be considered worldly things.
那对我们来说，我们生活上这些世界的事情呢
？I think of a friend I had in college. I'll just call him Charles.
我在大学里有一个朋友叫查理。
He became a Christian in college.
他在大学里头成为了一个基督徒。
And he became very interested, and he wanted to learn more. He didn't come from a Christian background, and he just wanted to learn more. Like, what is this to me, to be a disciple of Christ? And he was learning a lot more.
他成为了一个基督徒以后，他对基督的事情非常的有兴趣，他想要学习更多关于基督的事情。
And I think toward the last year of his college, I saw he made great strides.
在他最后大学最后的一年，我看到他进步许多。
But after college, after graduate school, he had to take over the family business.
可是大学毕业以后，他需要接管家族事业。
He had to work long hours.
他需要工作非常长的时间。
Saturdays, Sundays.
星期六、星期天。
And soon after, he got married.
不久以后，他结婚了。
Moved out, got his own house.
他有自己的房子。
A few years later, started a family with his own newborn son.
他开始有自己的家庭，有自己的孩子。
Now, of course, all these things, these are good things.
当然，这些事都是良善的。
Work, marriage, family, children, these are things that God has blessed us with.
工作、婚姻、家庭、儿女，这都是神对他的祝福。
But through all of this, my fear is that my friend Charles, that he lost sight of God, and what suffered was his relationship with Christ.
可是却因为这些，他失去了对主的注目，而严重的影响到他与主的关系。
I haven't kept in touch too much with him, but last time, at least I saw him, I know he definitely was not as passionate or as enthusiastic about Christ, his relationship with Christ, as he was before.
我与他不常有联系，可是我知道上一回我跟他联系的时候，我看到他不再像当初对神的那样的追求。
And I think deep down, he might even want to go back to his college days of how he was really seeking Christ.
我想他可能在他内心深处，他实在是希望能够回到大学时候那与主有连结关系。
And he might be waiting for his life to kind of settle down to do that.
他可能在等他能够安定下来以后再这么做。
But unfortunately, at least in my perspective, I don't see it settling. I just see his life speeding up and it might take him years to reclaim this first love.
可是我看他的生活一直往前，不断的往前，我觉得他好像要过好多年，他才能够安定下来。
And I think for the Ephesians, this church at Ephesus, it was kind of like that too.
对以弗所教会好像是相似的情形。
They were not doing that poorly. I mean, they were not completely evil.
他们并不贫穷，他们也没有做出邪恶的事情。
If we look back in Revelation, chapter 2, it says that they did do some good things, that they persevered, they rejected evil.
我们在启示录第二章，我们也看到他忍耐，他也也抵挡那些邪恶的事情。
So it's not like they were completely, everyone in the church completely became pagan again. It's not like that.
不是每一个在以弗所教会的人都又回去拜别神。
They were still doing some good things.
他们还在做一些良善的事情。
But it wasn't the things they did at first, and it wasn't like how they did it at first.
可是并不是像他们起初所行的。
They had lost their number one priority. They lost that focus.
他们失去了他们的最重要的注意力。
That passion that they had that made them burn all their magic books and burn all their sorcery books and completely turn around, that passion was lost.
他们对主耶稣那个爱来烧毁他们一切行邪术的书的那个爱。
And the passage in Revelation is warning them, or it's telling them, you got to go back. Go back, find that childlike faith again. Find that innocence again.
所以在这边，在启示录告诉他们，你们要回去，要回转像小孩子一样那样的纯真的爱。
So now how about us?
那我们呢?
Now if you've known Christ for a long time, like what can we do to recharge, to revamp this relationship, this first love?
如果你认识主有一段时间了，你要如何的做才能让你再一次的回去？
Again, think back to when you first became a Christian. What has changed since then?
想想你当初是怎么接受主的，那中间又有了什么改变呢？
Or think back to my examples of how have you lost sensitivity to things that you would never have stood for before?
或是想想你是怎么失去了那个感觉
？Or things that you never would have done before. How have you lost sensitivity to that?
你到底是怎么失去了那个感觉呢
？Or how did you lose interest? What happened?
你到底是怎么失去了那个兴趣呢
？Again, thinking back to my bicycle.
想想我的脚踏车。
If I just did the same old thing, like sometimes I just rode in the same place on my street, on my driveway, it's boring.
如果我每天都骑到同样的路上
，I lost interest.
我就失去了他的兴趣。
But recently, I tried going to different routes and doing different things.
可是，最近我又开始骑到别的地方，别的路线。
I rode all the way to Wanaque, which is in this huge reservoir in Passaic County, all the way past Wyckoff.
我又骑到一个很远很远的一个地方。
There, there's this amazing dam.
有一个很奇异的一个水道。
I was so excited to ride there.
我骑到那边，我好高兴。
I also went mountain biking in Ringwood Park.
我也往山上骑。
I also rode my bike in Maine, in Acadia National Park.
我也到一个国家公园去骑。
And these things, these new things, same old bike, but these new experiences got me out of my old ways and really rekindled my love for this hobby.
虽然是同样一个脚踏车，可是因着各样新的路线、新的事情，让我再一次的
I also started riding with new people.
我也有一起骑脚踏车的新同伴。
From this church, I rode with Billy and I rode with Jason. We went to New York City.
我与 Billy 跟 Jason 一起到纽约市里头去。
Or I rode with Auntie Gloria's daughter, Christina, when she got her new bike to do this trip that she's doing. She was so excited, and when she was so excited, I was excited too, to show her how to ride this new bike and not fall. And
她也跟 Christina 一起，当 Christina 拿到她新的脚踏车的时候，她也跟着 Christina 一起，非常的兴奋，来看看她告诉他怎么样的 不要跌倒。
I think this can apply to your spiritual life also.
我想这跟我们属灵的生活也可以来。
Sharing new things, new passages, or sharing with new believers in Christ, maybe some who just got baptized, and their passion and you together, that can really recharge both of you.
与新蒙恩的弟兄姐妹分享各样的经文，可以让你让他们的兴奋，让他们的感性能够挑起你再一次的火热。
I know for myself, a lot of times I talk to maybe young kids or new believers, and they're so excited about reading the Bible. They're so excited about praying, and sometimes for me, I feel shame myself.
我常常与一些新蒙恩的年轻的弟兄姐妹分享，当他们对经文上非常的兴奋的时候，我自己觉得很羞愧，因为我没有不再有那样的热心了。
But it really motivates me, like, wow, that energy. I remember that too, and I want to go after just like them with that energy.
可是这再一次的激励我的热忱，我愿意再一次的追求言语上的长进。
So perhaps that's one thing that we could do to recharge our interest, our passion that we had in our first love.
所以这可以是一个方法，让你再一次让你再回到你对那个神的那种热忱。
Also again, let's think about on the other side how we've lost sensitivity.
我们再回来想想，我们是怎么失去了那个感觉。
Maybe before you went to sleep, you always read the Bible.
可能在你每天晚上睡觉前你会读经。
But now you watch TV instead.
现在你却是看电视。
And slowly, now before you sleep, all you do is just watch TV.
所以慢慢的在你睡觉前你就是看电视。
Now this one's for me sometimes. The moment you wake up, you open the Bible and you read.
在有一段对我来说，当我醒来的时候，我把圣经打开。
Now in the morning, a new day, you pray.
新的一天，新的开始，祷告。
But now for me, sometimes the first thing I do is turn on the computer and turn on the internet.
对我来说，可是我第一件事是把电脑打开。
And of course, I didn't do that at first. When I first became a Christian, there was no internet.
当然了，我当初我成为基督徒的时候，那不是我第一次做的。
But now, when so many times I'm guilty of this too. When I wake up, first thing I do, internet, check everything.
可是现在，当我醒来的第一件事就是打开网络。
And I think sometimes that causes us to be almost mindless and just lose sensitivity to reading the word.
好像这已经变成了习惯，我不用想，让我们失去了对话语的渴慕。
And some of you, I know some of you young kids, what you're thinking? Oh, my Bible, it's on the internet. It's on the computer.
我知道有的年轻人说，可是我的圣经是在网络上面啊。
Well, get the book version, all right? Go back to the book version.
回到真正的那本书上去。
The warning in Revelation 2 is stern. It's very strict. The warning is stern.
警告在启示录里头也是严厉的。
Look what it says. Let's turn back there, and this is we'll look one last time. Revelation 2.
我们再看一次，在启示录第二章。
This is verse 5.
第五节。
So remember the height from which you have fallen. Repent. If you do not repent.I will come to you and remove your lampstand from its place.
所以应当回想你从哪里堕落，就要悔改，行起初所行的事。你若不悔改，我就临到你那里，把你的灯台从原处挪去。
So they had this church here at Ephesus, these Ephesians, they had this special place, a special blessing, this lampstand.
所以在以弗所有这个特别的，有这个灯台。
And if you don't repent and go back to your first love, I'm going to remove that. That's what God's saying.
如果你不悔改，不回到那起初的爱，我要把这灯台挪去。
But the reward is equally as powerful, equally as precious here.
奖赏也是同样的宝贝。
In verse 7, To him who overcomes, I will give the right to eat from the tree of life, which is in the paradise of God.
第七节，得胜的，我必将神乐园中的生命树的果子赐给他。
So it's amazing. It's this amazing thing, and the author here is encouraging them. This first love, this passion that you had, this importance that you placed in your relationship with Christ Jesus. It's not to be taken lightly.
所以在这边，作者告诉我们，你对主耶稣的起初的这个爱，这个热忱是非常非常的重要，你不要轻视它。
And it's a stern warning and commandment and encouragement to this church in Ephesus.
这个警告也是非常严厉的。
But I think for us, it could be a warning to us also.
这也可以成为对我们的一个警告。
So please, those of you who have been Christians for a long time, or who have turned from your old ways, maybe from other religions, I encourage you, let's think back to this first love, this interest. Think back to this importance of placing Christ first.
所以在座的，如果你是基督徒一段时间了，或是你曾经拜过别的神，现今回转到耶稣基督，想一想。想一想起初的爱，想一想这最重要的爱。
And some of you, I know you're not Christians. If you've never known Christ,
有些在座的也有从来没有还不认识神。
If you've never accepted Him as Lord and Savior,
你还没有接受主为你的救主。
You have that opportunity now also.
你现在也有这个机会。
To experience Christ and experience what this church in Ephesus and what your fellow brothers and sisters here have experienced.
你也可以有同样的经历，跟这个以弗所和在座的弟兄姐妹有同样的经历。
You have that chance to meet Christ for the very first time and to get to know Him.
你可以与主有第一次的相遇，也可以来认识主。
Maybe today the Spirit is speaking to you to make Christ the most important priority in your life, your first love.
或许今天圣灵就会对你说话，让耶稣基督成为你最重要的，成为你最初的爱。
So let's think about that. This is for Christians, old Christians, new Christians, non-Christians. Let's not forsake our first love.
这是对信徒、对非信徒、对常老信徒也对新蒙恩的，不要忘记我们起初的爱。
Please bow your heads. Let's pray together.
让我们低头一起祷告。
Lord, I thank you that the motivation comes from you, Lord, that you loved us first.
主，我们感谢你，是你的爱在激励我们。
Lord, and it is through that that we can love one another. It is through that that we can love you back.
因着你这样的激励，我们可以彼此相爱，我们也可以爱你。
Lord, and especially since while we were still sinners, you came down and you died for us and you showed your love for us.
特别是我们还是罪人的时候，你来，你为我们死，你展现了你的爱给我们。
Lord, please let us regain our sensitivity towards evil things and see that they are not part of what you want.
主啊，让我们再一次的对邪恶的事敏感，让我们知道这不是你所喜爱的。
And at the same time, please let us regain our interest, our enthusiasm, our energy to run after you, to passionately seek you, and to seek the love and fellowship of our brothers and sisters also.
主啊，再一次的激励我们，让我们满有能力，满有了精力，也有热忱，愿意再一次的追求你，也与弟兄姐妹之间有彼此的连结。
Lord, so we pray for your spirit and your wisdom and your power to do this.
主啊，我们求你的灵，求你的智慧，求你的能力来帮助我们。
And we thank you for the words you've spoken to us today.
感谢你对我们的说话。
Pray in Jesus' name.
这样祷告是奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen.